Federal investigators are studying the Enron debacle from many angles, looking at the company's accounting, its retirement system, and its ties to the Bush administration. California politicians also want to probe Enron's role in that state's electricity crisis. They hope to blame the bankrupt energy company for a huge run-up in power prices over the past 2 years. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
California state government has a good reason to point an accusing finger at Enron if it can make the case that Enron's to blame for nearly quadrupling the state's electricity bills. It might be able to back out of high-priced energy contracts that it signed last spring and summer. Washington state is also hoping to void costly power contracts by citing Enron's role in the Western electricity market. Up until now, Western states have had little luck in demanding refunds from power producers. Political analyst Sherry Bebas Jeffy of the University of Southern California says the Enron fiasco is breathing new life into that effort.
Enron makes a very fat target. Enron is perceived as manipulating issues, corporations. All of that can be of some help.
But politicians' calls for an investigation may have as much to do with opportunism as any real belief that Enron's behind the California energy crunch. While economist Severin Borenstein of the University of California Energy Institute suspects there was market manipulation going on, he doubts that Enron is any guiltier than other energy firms.
It's very likely that a number of firms operating independently each figured out how to push the price up some, and I wouldn't be at all surprised if Enron was one of those. But I think it's unlikely that they were somehow a central coordinator of all of the price increases.
Another energy economist, Frank Wolak of Stanford, suggests Enron's political influence may have been a factor. He wonders aloud how much of a role the company played in federal regulators' decision not to impose price caps when power prices were soaring in the winter of last year.
It would be very interesting to know who the administration was listening to about what was going on in California, because it was quite clear they certainly weren't listening to anyone from California.
But Wolak acknowledges lots of energy companies benefited from regulators' hands-off policy, and Enron actually lobbied against the regulator who was most outspoken in his opposition to price caps. If Enron did sway the California market, it most likely did so through its electricity trading platform, Enron Online. That platform brokered about a quarter of all the power trades in the country, and the way it was set up, any company using the platform had to buy or sell its power to Enron itself. Larry Makovich of Cambridge Energy Research Associates says that put Enron in the unique position of both player and referee in an unregulated energy marketplace.
The point here is that if somebody is a very large buyer and or seller in a market, it's just not a good idea to allow them to be the market maker without any oversight.
As the market maker, Makovich says, part of Enron's role was to provide judgment to the other players about which direction energy prices would move in the future. But Enron's judgment wasn't altogether objective. Makovich says Enron may have had an incentive to forecast rising prices because of what's called mark-to-market accounting. Under that system, Enron would estimate the fair value of its contracts to buy and sell energy every quarter. If the contracts had gone up in value, the company would record that increase as income. In theory, mark-to-market accounting gives investors a more honest picture of a firm's financial condition. But Jim Norman, who's with the trade journal Platts Oilgram News, says in the esoteric market for long-term energy contracts, estimating fair value is hardly an exact science.
This is very arbitrary and is very susceptible to abuse. You can tinker with those numbers, move them up and down, and when you do that, you can create significant profits or losses for yourself in any given reporting period. It's a way of managing profits.
So Enron may have had both a motive and a means to push future prices up artificially to improve its earnings and keep its stock price high. But proving the company did so is another matter. Thus far, Enron has refused to turn over documents subpoenaed by state investigators. Later this month, California's attorney general will seek to have the company found in contempt of court. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.